Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Politicians and bureaucrats are talking about the Michigan state government collecting $575 million more than previously forecasted for the latest fiscal year. The discussion centers on what to do with this supposedly extra cash flow. Once again, the politicians and bureaucrats are deceiving the public using the more accurate accrual basis of accounting. The state of Michigan will still have a budget deficit. As you probably remember, I called the public's attention to the Lansing City government's massive unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. The total is now greater than $650 million. This financial burden was foisted on taxpayers because the politicians used to be able to omit these obligations from financial reports. As I let you know, governmental accounting standards have changed so that state, county, and local governments will now be forced to publicly disclose these unfunded liabilities as part of their financial reports beginning in the current fiscal year. The state of Michigan has a huge financial hole. Almost 3 years ago at a Chamber of Commerce event, I asked Governor Snyder what the present value of all of Michigan's debt and unfunded liabilities were. He told the audience $60 billion. That figure is far larger today, as the state will soon be forced to disclose. The supposed new revenue windfall is less than 1 year's interest on the state's unfunded liabilities. When it has to show all revenues and expenditures, the state of Michigan will likely reveal a budget shortfall exceeding $1 billion. In a few months, state, county, and local governments will no longer be able to pretend that they are operating on balanced budgets by using only cash flow accounting. Instead, they are going to have to disclose all expenditures they incurred, even ones that won't be paid until future fiscal years. It has been more than 20 years since the private sector was required to report pension and retiree health care benefits when the obligations were incurred. It is long past time for governments to be honest about their overspending. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.